with your morning team show on WSW. It's 8:25. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you this Friday heading into Halloween weekend. So we thought a little Edgar Wintergroup Frankenstein would be appropriate. I know that you're rocking at your home studio to Frankenstein, Art Lewis.
Oh, rocking away, rocking away.
Admittedly, you know, as we play a song for a particular reason, admittedly, this song doesn't have anything to do with the reason that you have to bring up here, Pat Johnston, but it is a cool sound.
It is.
Oh, I don't hear you. Yep. Try that again.
There we go. There we go.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, good. It's a great song. We can all hear him.
Oh, that's good. No, I just wanted to quickly say I was listening to Bill O'Reilly's report at 7:25, and for once we agree on something. He brought up some great scary movies that he watched when he was younger, and you know, trying just to give some advice to those of you who love scary movies. Maybe you should check these movies out. And one of them he talked about, which is something I haven't watched in years, but I loved it. It was there was a British production company, and they were called Hammer, and so it was the Hammer Production Companies, and they produced some really fantastic scary movies in the 50s and 60s. And the one that he brought up was The Curse of Frankenstein. Phenomenal movie. It is really good. Starring Peter Cushing.
Really?
Remember Peter Cushing from Star Wars?
Yes, one
of the original villains from Star Wars. Luke Skywalker blows him up in the end. He's in that one. So I would second Bill O'Reilly's advice there and say recommendation, and you might want to check that one out. If you love scary movies and you haven't seen it, go ahead. He also brought up The Exorcist, and that is an all-time classic. But for me, I would say my three favorite scary movies, Halloween, the original, Psycho, is always great.
Yeah.
And Black Christmas, movie from 1980.
I'm not familiar with Black Christmas.
Starring Olivia Hussey, who was Juliet in Romeo and Juliet in 1969. Mm. She is in it. Margot Kidder, also in it.
Really?
Directed by the same guy, and it's Bob. I'm forgetting Bob's last name. He would go on a couple years later to do just a fantastic Christmas film called A Christmas Story. But,
really?
But years before, he did a movie called Black Christmas. And,
oh, my goodness.
I'm dreaming of a black Christmas.
And those of you who've watched it, I think you'll agree with me that it
just
has one
like
of the more...
scared me then.
Has one of the more, like, just disturbing images in its final shot. The final
why
shot. It is.
Anyone explain to me why anyone wants to watch a movie that scares the bejesus?
Because they enjoy it.
That's
what made Jaws.
Yes.
Everybody loved Jaws. That's why.
That's the beauty of it.
You watch scary movies to be scared. You watch romantic movies, right, to feel like that everybody can fall in love. You watch war movies because, well, you like to watch war movies. I mean, that's... there's always you watch
comedies to
get
to laugh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you do it.
You can get all that just listening to the morning team show. Goodness knows we're funny and scary at the same time. Pat Johnston, thank you. Interesting perspective. Heading into Halloween weekend.